We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Zero interceptions, though. So that was a 79.7 QBR. He ran the ball 15 times, scored twice. Look good. Look healthy. Yeah. The question becomes, and I'd ask you this, can he stay healthy if they're going to keep running him like that?
He hasn't. Not recently. He hasn't, no. So if I was like a bet, if I was to bet on it, I would say no, just because recent history has shown that he cannot stay healthy when they do that.
Right. And so, listen, I'll let Bill Belichick figure that out. But Cam Newton with a nice, encouraging debut in New England, and Tom Brady, do you see his Instagram post earlier today?
What'd he say?
Oh, my. It was like this quote from this thing, and it was like, when people say something bad, you got to remember that you've got this it was a bunch of, like, inspirational crap that, like,
give me a break, Brady.
Yeah, like, it was clear, like, he's hearing what people are saying.
I bet he goes off next weekend. I do. I think he's going to have a huge game against the Panthers.
I will say, in fairness to Tom Brady, about the last 20 times people have said he's washed, he has come back and looked something other than washed.
Sure.
When they were clowning him playing golf earlier in the year, he abruptly holed out from the fairway. He does have an amazing ability to quiet skeptics. But eventually, I don't care how great you were, and I don't care how great a shape you keep yourself in. Eventually, 43 years old, eventually you're an old man playing a young man's sport, and it gets very complicated.
Story number three.
Special shouts to Alec Mills. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Okay. I don't know that I had really before, certainly before this season, because he's made like 9 starts for the Cubs. But he is a journeyman, if there ever were one, from the state of Tennessee, by the way. This is a guy who was a 22nd round pick coming out of UT Martin. He's from Tennessee. He's a Tennessee native.
Okay.
Was a walk-on at UT Martin. He apparently was walking by practice one day and approached the coach and said, I think I'm good enough to pitch for your team. And they said, well, we'll let you try out. And he tried out, and by his junior year, he was the ace of the staff. Then he gets drafted 22nd round, and he's just been a total irrelevant part-time Major League Baseball player since he entered the majors back in 2016 at, I believe, the age of 24. He's 28 years old now. Like, he appeared in 3 games for the Royals in 2016. And then 2017, he wasn't in the bigs at all. 2018, he appeared in 7 games. 2019, he appeared in 9 games. And those are like 162-game seasons. He just barely has anything to do with anything. But for a variety of reasons, he's starting for the Cubs this year. He has started 9 games, and yesterday he threw a no-hitter, the 16th no-hitter in Chicago Cubs history. So
that's insane.
It really is.
How do you explain that? I mean, you played baseball. Like, how do you explain that?
And, like, if you go look
Is he just in the zone?
I think this one was. Sometimes you get guys that they throw a no-hitter because they're just hard to hit.
Right, and they're amazing.
They're
amazing.
But even then, you got to get lucky. I mean, even then, you got to get lucky. Mm-hmm. Like, almost every no-hitter has a moment where somebody got lucky. You either a guy misses a pitch that he shouldn't miss, that you left out over the plate, hanging breaking ball, whatever. Or, like, somebody makes an amazing play in the field. But you usually get – there's some luck somewhere.
Yeah.
With this, he wasn't overwhelming. He just appeared – one of those games where his opponents hit the ball to the other – like, hit the ball where they're at a lot. And so there was certainly some luck, but, like, who cares? You're a 28-year-old, barely major leaguer, on a random Sunday in the middle of the season, you throw a no-hitter for the Chicago Cubs. And the fact that he's a Tennessee guy from the state of Tennessee, an alum of UT Martin, was kind of a cool little somewhat local attachment to it. So, yeah, Alec Mills, 16th no-hitter in Cubs history, the first and I would assume the last of his big league career.
Story number four.
Sad news I saw this morning. Charles Peterson, who was a scout in the St. Louis Cardinals organization, died yesterday from complications of COVID-19. And what makes it especially terrifying is that this wasn't like an 82-year-old living in a nursing home. This was a 46-year-old man who was living a normal life until August 17th. So a little less than a month ago, he is hospitalized with COVID-19, was almost immediately placed on a ventilator, had been fighting for most of the past month, and then ultimately died yesterday. He was, in addition to a scout for the Cardinals, he was an assistant volunteer football coach at Spring Valley High in Columbia, South Carolina. His son was on the team, which just, I think, humanizes it a little more. This is a young man, high school football player who, like, you know, woke up every day and then went to school and then went to football practice with his dad. Next thing you know, his dad's on a ventilator. Next thing you know, his dad's dead. It's just, there's a whole bunch, like a little more than 190,000 terrible COVID-19 stories so far. And this is just one of the latest ones. Again, 46 years old. He was a former first-round pick in the 1993 Major League Baseball draft. In that draft, there were only 10 high school prospects selected in the first round. The first was Alex Rodriguez. The second was Trot Nixon. The third was Kirk Pressley from Tupelo High School. But the ninth was Charles Peterson. He never actually made it to the majors for a variety of reasons, but went on to have a career in baseball. Again, scout for the St. Louis Cardinals and died yesterday. COVID-19. Again, he was only 46 years old. Jeff Calkins up next.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
A fellow went up to the desk in the hotel lobby to register. A large dog lying in front of the desk made him nervous. The desk clerk greeted him. Uneasy, the man asked, "Does your dog bite?" The desk clerk simply said, "No." With that assurance, the man decided he would pet the dog. Just as he put his hand down, the dog bit him sharply. In pain, he said, "I thought you said your dog wouldn't bite." I like the desk clerk's response, "Sir, that's not my dog." It's important to ask the right questions. The questions we ask determine the answers we get. One question we ask God is, "Why are you punishing me this way?" The truth is, God isn't punishing us. We need to ask, "What do you want me to teach me in front of all this suffering?" So examine the questions you ask. Instead of why is this happening to me, ask, "What could I learn from this?" I'm Shane Stanford from Christ Church Memphis. You matter.
Visit ChristChurchMemphis.org.
I'm David Lucius with Lucius Roofing. We're here today with three generations. My father, Wayne Lucius, my son, Christian Lucius, and myself.
Honesty, dependable, and trustworthy are principles my father passed on to me from his father.
Lucius Roofing does it the old-fashioned way. We use hammer and nail only, never air equipment. That's how I taught my son and grandson.
Over 37 years of service, visit GoLucius.com. That's LUCIUS.com. That's GoLucius.com.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to remind you that you are not alone. Each day, we highlight conversations with celebrities, athletes, and mental health professionals who share their experiences to help you manage feelings of anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Join us Wednesday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for a two-hour in-depth discussion as we take the mental health temperature of the nation. For more, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
Your next big win is closer than you think. Start by getting Xfinity Internet, which gives you the best Wi-Fi experience with coverage throughout your home. That's a win. Plus, at Xfinity Mobile, get the most reliable wireless network and save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill. And, well, winning with Xfinity, it's never been more simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $25 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, switch to Xfinity Mobile, and for a limited time, get $400 off an eligible Samsung Galaxy 5G phone. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Internet offer requires EcoBill and AutoPay, ends 9/22/20. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Xfinity Internet required. Galaxy offer ends 9/15/20. 5G only in parts of select cities.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
What I wonder is the awful of holes. And the feeling goes when my hair keeps growing.
Fun stuff, watching football on a Sunday yesterday, and lucky for us, it was only week one, so we still got plenty of weeks to get in on the action. There's no better way to do it than with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. And to add to this week's assignment, DraftKings has millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. If you haven't tried it, DraftKings yet, head to the App Store in your phone right now because you don't want to miss everything going on this week. Check it out. Here's the deal. It's simple. All you got to do, create an account, pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition, and you got a shot to win millions of dollars in prizes. And understand, DraftKings, they paid out billions with a B, billions of dollars to winners since 2012, so they know a thing or two about hard, cold, hard cash. So here's what you need to do. Again, download the DraftKings app and use the code WMFS. Make sure to use that code WMFS because for a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on the week two action. Enter the code WMFS to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings. Make it rain. A minimum $5 deposit is required. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm okay, thanks.
So we have a party bus controversy. Your thoughts?
Well, I've been a longtime van driver, and so I'm glad that everyone else is coming over to the cool side of the street, you know? No, I mean, here's the truth. Did you already tell the stripper story?
Yes, I did. That's a great story.
Like, here's the truth. Was that the team? So for people who don't know, whatever you told it earlier.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, there was a story that the Memphis players had mink coats, and it immediately triggered a national viral, if there was viral back then, story about why do those players have mink coats? What's going on in Memphis? And it turns out they were stripper firms,
right.
And because Joey was dating a stripper. And I look at it and I think, was that the team that ended up going to the Final Four?
No, because I was off the beat by then. So this would have been early in the Joey Dorsey era.
Okay, so it was probably a team that went to the Elite Eight. I mean, to the Elite Eight then, right?
It was a team that went to, let's call it the 2006 team. And I believe, yeah, that team went to the Elite Eight and lost to UCLA at Oracle Arena.
So, okay, so you have a world where everyone's getting off their jokes about stripper furs. I mean, let's be honest. Like, the real story wasn't much better. It was stripper furs.
Right.
Like, that was the real story. How much did it matter in the end to, what ultimately happened? Nothing. So I don't think, listen, the fact that there's COVID matters here, and I'm not downplaying that, but this is more, this is a controversy that involves, it's delicious because it involves a party bus and journalism and Silverfield was furious and whatever else. I think in the end, it's not that big a deal whether it was a party bus or not a party bus, and I really think it probably was. Here's what I know. Mark Giannotto and Evan Barnes did not just make up that it was a party bus. They were certainly told, and Mark says by three people, he said on Twitter, that Memphis had a party bus, right? Do you believe that he was told that Memphis had a party bus?
Yes.
100%, right? Now, what does that mean? Like, does that mean that Memphis that Memphis had a party bus in the way that you think of it? Like, that eight defensive players got together and pitched in and got a bus and went to Tunica? That very clearly is not what happened, right? That's not what happened. But maybe something like this happened. So if you look at Ryan's statement, it says extended van. Now, what the hell's the difference? What's the line between an extended van and a party bus? I don't know.
Well, I would argue they're very different things. A party bus is something you rent. It's got a certain type of lighting. It's got a certain type of sound system. Like, I have never in my life.
How about a souped-up van? Aren't there some souped-up vans like that? Can't you get kind of a
I've actually been on a party bus for like a stupid bachelor party when I was young. Right. I will just tell you, your van is very different from a party bus.
I think it probably was not a bus. I think my best guess, if you had to make me guess, was this a bus or a van? My guess is that if you looked at it, if we had it in front of us right now, we might call it party, but we'd call it a van. That's what I bet. But so then in the statement it says it was parked in front of the student residences, right? Well, picture a scenario where you have a souped-up van with someone's family that's parked in front of the residences, and players are going in and out. Now, was it two players, like Ryan says, or was it – I don't know. Like, I just don't know, right? I don't know what exactly happened. But I do believe that the CA was told it was a party bus, 100%. They were told it was a party bus. Does that mean it was a party bus? I'm inclined to believe, like, Ryan's story is absolutely a version of the truth. I'm sure it was a family that drove this thing. How many people got on and off? I don't know. Like, maybe, you know, whatever. Maybe it's only two. I think it's telephone tag. I think it's
that's,
like a stripper.
That's
thing,
what I think it is. I think it's. I think this is what happened. I do believe. Listen, Mark and Evan are both experienced, reliable reporters. If they did mess up here, I don't believe they just invented the word party bus. I do believe that somebody they trust told them that off the record. And according to Mark, it was three different people off the record told him that. I would imagine that the truth is something close to this. It's an extended van, but as that story gets told to one person and then another person and another person, next thing you know, it's been called by somebody a party bus. Next thing you know, somebody's like, oh, yeah, and the Memphis guys were on a party bus. Next thing you know, you got three different people telling you party bus.
What happens if, for example, if you look at Mark's tweet, it says, like, everybody in the conference thinks it's a party bus, right? So what happens if it's – I think the tweet said something like that. So what happens if it's a Memphis whatever, you know, says, yeah, our knuckleheads were on a party bus, right? Like, that wasn't the official report to the – you know, and then the – supposedly the rest of the conference thinks it's a party bus, according to Mark, right? So I don't know. Like, here's the truth, though, is that what made this story explosive wasn't really that the game was in danger. The Houston radio station had reported that the game was in danger, right? No,
and nobody even really blinked. It didn't get that much attention.
Right. Every game's in danger.
Right.
But then there was an outbreak, like Houston, and Houston got, you know, the Houston radio station said something about that, and Memphis confirmed it. Like, that was good reporting. But the reason the story went viral, 100%, was party bus. Yeah. That's the funny part. And so if there wasn't a party bus, then the story was misleading at best, and it made the program look bad. That's just true, right, if there wasn't a party bus. Now, and it did make it look bad. The other thing, though, that I would say is I think – and, you know, you and I both like Ryan, and I want him desperately to succeed, A, because I want every Memphis coach to succeed, but B, he's a particularly nice guy. I do believe he legitimately loves this community and you know, loves that he got the job. He's done everything right, as I wrote a column last week basically saying he'd done a whole, you know, pretty much everything right since he got it, since he was given a chance to get it. But I don't think you can argue that he mishandled this, you know, and in a way that demonstrated a little bit of inexperience with how to handle this. The truth of the matter is that you had to know as soon as the party bus thing. Now, one of the weird things is that Memphis says they were not told. Very clearly, they were told, here's the story we're going to print. I do believe that, right? Now, whether they were told, because you get to have a chance to comment. We want to get your side, and I believe that would happen. Were they told specifically about the party bus in advance, and we're going to write that there was a party bus? If they were told that and they didn't do anything about it, they didn't respond, they didn't clarify, they just said, we're going to pull out a statement, well, that's kind of on them. Like, they should have gotten ahead of this in advance. If they weren't told, that's a little bit on the CA. But either way, once the story goes up, if it's not true, and I understand that they have to look at it, they take time and investigate and whatever, but I was already hearing from Memphis sources Friday that it was not a party bus. And so why doesn't, like, Ryan, you know, if he wants to jump on Twitter, say, guys, get your laughs all you want, but we're told, you know, it's a family driving a van. You know, we're going to look further into it. But you've got to get ahead of the jokes, man.
You got to kill the story. You got to kill the story on Friday.
And then today, to wait and not put his name behind any denial at all, you know, Friday, and then wait till no one cares again. No one cares about it. We just had NFL football all
weekend. Today we're on our Tom Brady jokes. We don't care. We don't care about the Memphis football jokes anymore.
We're on other jokes. When did Tom Brady become Jameis Winston? Yeah, we're known as party bus jokes. So then to honestly do what he did, which was, and no one cares about this, and I didn't need to ask him any questions either, particularly, but to do the way he did it, which was to not take any questions and to stomp off and to lash out at the media, it was just a wild overreaction. I understand why he's mad, but that's not how you handle it, you know?
No.
I mean, you don't shut down any questions, and that's how you clear the air, by shutting down questions. And if he's mad at the CA, you don't shut it down by you know. You be more transparent. The answer, here's the truth. When people get in trouble with this stuff, they look at it and they say, God, we're going to punish them, right? And instead what they should say is, how could we have gotten ahead of this story? If they had been more transparent to begin with, that they had an outbreak, none of this stuff would have happened, right? If they got on it, jumped on it Friday, it wouldn't have happened. And then to just shut it down, stomp off, yell at the media. And honestly, in that moment, and I'm hoping it's just a moment, that moment was positively Pastner-esque. Like, it was the nice guy who feels almost hurt that he's criticized, you know, unfairly. And so at the end, Josh was, you know, giving us one player to talk to every day because he wanted to limit media. But, you know, I just didn't think I hope Ryan learns from this, because I want him desperately to succeed, but I don't think he handled it well.
I guess I'd say this. If I were Ryan Silverfield, I would be pissed if everybody was getting their party bus jokes off and it was all rooted in what he has said is an inaccurate report from one of the local media outlets. If I were Ryan Silverfield, I'd have been pissed on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and still pissed today. I would be. I understand him being upset. What I don't understand is how you let this thing go all weekend without addressing it. The reason I told the story about the basketball players when I was the beat writer having their apartment broke into isn't just to retell a funny story. It's because there's a point to that story. The reason it became a story that went national and had people making jokes wherever it is people made jokes back then was because the Memphis basketball players, according to a police report, had like 9 mink coats valued at $90,000 in an on-campus apartment. And people were like, what are these basketball players running some like mink coat operation out of an apartment and improper benefits and all this stuff? And because that's what was in the police report. What happened then is that the Memphis basketball staff understood this looks bad and it's also not true. Now, the truth isn't great, but the truth is better than people thinking our basketball players have $90,000 in mink coats. And so Tony Barbie came to me. I didn't seek out Tony Barbie. Very clearly, John Calipari told Tony Barbie, go talk to GP. We've got to get the real story out there. And the real story, as I told it earlier, was that when I believe it was Clyde Wade was calling in the police report, he was literally just like on the phone with a police officer while also trying to figure out what was missing. So it'd be like, okay, hey, I don't remember who lived there other than Joey. But like, let's say Robert Doger also lived there. It'd be like, Doge, what is missing from your room? And it'd be like a 48-inch TV. And so then Clyde Wade would be like, yeah, we're missing a 48-inch TV. They'd put that in the police report. And when he asked Joey what's missing, Joey was like, whatever the girl's name was, well, I called her Jessica earlier. We'll just stick with that, Jessica. He was like, yeah, Jessica's furs are missing. That's what he yells to Clyde Wade. And Clyde Way's like, yeah, we're missing furs, too. Hey, Joe, how many? Like 9 of them. Okay, we're missing 9 furs. And then the police officer's like, so you're like fur coats? And Clyde Way's like, yeah, I guess. Like mink coats? Yeah, sure. So okay, so then it's like 9 mink coats valued at whatever mink coats are valued at. That's a lot of money. And so that's what was in the police report. That's what got reported. But then Tony Barbie recognized, John probably recognized, and then sent Tony, this is bad for us. Let's tell the truth. The truth is Joey's got a girlfriend who's a stripper. She had stripper furs at the apartment. That's what's missing. They probably cost $20 each. And so then they came to me, not to give me some nice scoop, but because they wanted to set the record straight as quickly as possible. And if there's one, I understand Ryan's frustration. I get it. If I were him, I'd be furious with the way that story was reported, if in fact it was wrong. But you gotta correct it as quickly as possible. And I don't mean, call me. I mean, actually, Ryan Silverfield, jump on his Twitter account and say, we clearly have had a COVID outbreak. The details aren't important right now, but this is something you need to know. We have no reason to believe a party bus was involved. The first time we ever heard anything about a party bus was from the Commercial Appeals report. We, in fact, believe this. This is actually a family of one of our football players who rented a extended van, and that is what we've traced this back to. But it's got whatever the truth is. That's what you need to say. But make it clear these party bus jokes are out of line, and the idea that you let it sit there till Monday afternoon before you say that just seems like a misstep from my perspective. Because by the time you say it on Monday afternoon, all the people who were tweeting about it on Friday afternoon, we've just all moved on to other things.
Right. Does no good. All it does is bring up the party bus again.
Right.
You know, it was so. Anyway, the good news is herd immunity on the defensive side of the ball.
Yes. We got
Sweden over there. Sweden's like the defense is like Sweden.
Well, they could all have inflamed hearts, but, you know, as long as they don't, I guess we'll be ready to go.
Right. Exactly right.
This whole thing. Does it bring into question at all to you, what are we even doing? Why? Because we know why we're doing this. We're doing it for television revenue. People are trying. These universities are trying to make sure they get enough money to keep operating athletic departments somewhat normally. But does this bring into question to you? Okay, we know why you're doing it, but should you still that everything acknowledged? Should you still be doing it?
It's funny, I wrote a column Friday about sort of this broadly because it was wrapped in with the story about Lausanne, which is 41 football players who are now quarantined. And I think the column wasn't clear enough a little bit because people said to me, yeah, you understand that neither of these things were from football. The Lausanne, there's no evidence that COVID was spread by playing football. And in Memphis, we're talking about literally a private party bus. I think the story is different in each case. In the case of Lausanne, yes, there's no allegation that it was spread by football players among playing football. But for football, there would not be 41 kids staying home because you wouldn't have 41 kids who were exposed to this other kid. You know, you just don't have that. You would have had some kids, whatever, because kids run into kids. But literally, the reason we had an entire football team sidelined was because we're playing football and there's no testing. Actually, there might be some testing at Lausanne. I don't really know. But anyway, so in the end, football is responsible for 41 people being quarantined there, just like football is responsible for Collierville being shut down. And so from there, I do think, why the hell are we doing what we're doing? With the Memphis thing, I don't really think, my point there wasn't that it was stupid to play football. I don't mind them trying to play college football. My point there is that it's going to be, anyone who thinks it's going to be easy is crazy. It's going to be hard, and you're going to have this, and we're going to continue to have this. And we've seen it already. Did the Big Ten vote today, by the way?
They did not vote. They met, but they did not vote.
I mean, we could have a situation where even the Big Ten and the Pac-12 are saying, screw it, we'll try to play. That's right. What it feels like. That's where it's going to. So I'm not going to say they shouldn't try to play. To me, on the college front, the only thing I object to there, because the players are tested three times a week, could players have been partying quite apart from football? I don't see how football's to blame for this one at all. Do you?
No, I mean, Memphis is on record saying they don't believe it's tied to football. They believe it's tied to, social activities after the football game.
They would be having social activities anyway, in one way, shape, or form, right? If they weren't socializing with each other, whatever, then they'd be socializing. So I don't really think that has anything to do with football. I think you're naive if you don't think you won't have outbreaks and that there's not going to be problems. And I think you're naive if you think we should be sending 25,000 people into the stadium. Look how quickly it spreads. Look how quickly this thing works. When it catches. So I have misgivings about Florida State's fans, and I have Florida misgivings about Kansas State's fans. But I don't really have much in the way of misgivings about Memphis continuing to try to play.
And neither do I. And I have never once said that they shouldn't try, that anybody shouldn't try to play football if they can do it in a somewhat safe way.
And college.
College football, right. Because of the revenue at stake. I have been on record consistently that playing high school football is ridiculous. And because I had somebody ask me over the weekend, oh, well, now that it's your son's school, what do you think? I think it's crazy that Lausanne is playing football. I think it's absolutely insane. I think it's insane that they've now got 41 students who, if their parents are like me, pay roughly $3,000 a month to have them in school there that cannot be in school there. And I promise you, if my son's school has to shut down and my son can't go to school and it is traced back to, well, we had an outbreak within the football team, I'll be furious. I will be furious. I think it's for a school that is led by such intelligent, smart, and reasonable people that have taken all of the time and spent all of the resources to create a safe environment in that school, to then be allowing 40-plus of those same students go and tackle each other every afternoon and then again on Friday night is insane to me. I couldn't disagree with it more. And, as long as it doesn't impact my son, I won't do 20-minute segments on it. But the second I get an email that says my son can't go to school tomorrow or for the next 2 weeks because he had close contact with a football player, and a football player and four other football players tested positive, I'll be upset. I think it's insane. They should not be doing it.
Yeah, no, but in terms of college, like whatever, keep plowing on. I got no problem with it. Another player opted out today from Memphis, right. Tim Hart, I gather, and that's fine too. But otherwise, I don't have any problem with it. And I'm joking about it, but I will say, like, they're now, you have a situation where more than 20 players have had it. So those players, we don't know for sure, but it appears like they won't get it again. So they could be poised for a big run.
Talking to Jeff Calkins there on 92.9 FM ESPN. And in the opening segment, one of the things I said, because I heard you and Drew talking about it a little bit on Friday and other people making the same point that, hey, listen, college kids are just going to be college kids. And if this is, by the way, when we were still operating under the understanding that Memphis players were like partying on a party bus. That's certainly what the way the story was presented. And sort of, you shrug your shoulders and go, hey, what are you going to do, as a college kids? And I do think that we're learning from campus to campus that college kids are going to be college kids. There was a viral video of a young man at Miami, Ohio over the weekend. Did you see this one?
No.
Okay. So the cops got like a body cam on. It's amazing. They all got their body cams on when they go to talk to like college students, but never when it's something different. So the cop's got his body cam on, and he's talking. He's like, walks up to this house where there is so clearly a party happening in violation of protocol. So the cop's got his body camera on, and he walks up, and he's like, hey, guys. The cop couldn't have been nicer, by the way. He said, hey, guys, who lives here? And this one young guy walks out, looks like he's been drinking, and he's like, I live here. And he's like, well, do you know how many people you're allowed to have at a house at one time? And the young guy was like, I don't know. Is it 30? He was like, no, it's not 30. It's 10. He's like, how many people live here? And he was like, 8. He's like, well, then that means you can only have 2 more people, like 10 total. And the cop's like, how many people are inside? He's like, probably, I don't know, 20 or so. And the cop's like, listen, man, this is way out of line. You gotta break this up. And as this conversation unfolds, the guy who lives in the house ends up telling the cop, well, I'm in quarantine right now because I tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah, I heard about this. Right?
And the cop's like, hold up. The cop is like genuinely stunned. The cop's like, hold up. You tested positive. You're in quarantine, but now you're having a party? And he's like, yes. And so, like, that is exhibit A of college kids are just going to be college kids. But the point I made in the opening segment is that once you decide to be a member of a football team in the middle of a pandemic, you have got to hold yourself to a higher standard. And if you don't want to, I completely understand. I really do think before anybody embarked on this, you sit down with everybody and you say, in some way, listen, we're in the middle of a pandemic. There's a very contagious virus. It probably won't kill you, but it could mess your heart up. You need to be very aware of everything you're risking. If you don't want to risk it, we understand. Beyond that, if you do want to play and you're willing to risk whatever you're risking, you're going to have to live a different way. You can't be going to your girlfriend's house. You can't be going to parties. You can't be getting on party buses. You can't be doing anything outside of what we are allowing you to do, because you could be the one thing that blows up our entire team. We might have to shut down this entire locker room because of one bad decision you make. Now, if you don't want to live that way, we understand. And if you see your classmates who are going to a party on Friday night and you decide you want to go to a party on Friday night, it doesn't make sense to me, but like it doesn't have to make sense to me. All I'm saying is once you commit to being here, you got to live this way. And if you don't, there will be consequences. If you don't want to live this way or play during a pandemic, we understand. You can keep your scholarship. You can rejoin the program whenever it's safe to do so. But if you decide to take this step with us, you cannot be doing A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and that just has to be understood across the board. And if you make a mistake, you will pay a price for it. I don't think that's out of line. And I really do think that's why football players right now have to be held, student athletes, have to be held to a different standard than your normal students. Because one bad decision by one student probably isn't going to blow up your whole campus, but one bad decision by one student athlete could blow up your whole team.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Peter, I think he had to sign something, right? You know, that he was going to be responsible at Duke and whatever else. And so I was going to ask, is his obligation any less than for a football player, right? But I think it is, because if Peter screws up, it might impact his roommates or whatever, but it's not going to bring down the whole, you know, economics department, presumably. And I think with football, I think that's fair, but I guess, it's fair to hold them to a higher standard, but is it really reasonable to believe that football players will hold themselves to a higher standard? Like, really? Do you really believe that, or is it just naive? It's fine to say that. They should be more responsible. But when you're an adult making decisions about a program, you have to base it also on how those reality, what you understand to be the likely reality, right? And so you can say all you want that football players should hold themselves to a higher standard. But I ask you, GP, there's 120 people on that football team. Do you think they're all going to hold themselves to a higher standard?
No.
Is it reasonable for any adult to expect that?
No, I do. Well, those are two different questions. Here's what I would say. To the first question, I would say, no, I don't think they all will. That's why I would say if you agree to be a part of this and then you don't hold yourself to that standard, that's when you really might lose your scholarship. That's when you really might be dismissed from this team, because you're risking everything, all the hard work we're putting in. You have the ability to blow it all up with a bad decision. And I'll just take you to Major League Baseball. The Cleveland Indians had two pitchers.
I can't believe that. I know.
Break protocol. And they sent them both away. And one of them's a stud, and they traded him. The players, it was basically, listen, we know it's hard to live this way. But if 23 guys in this clubhouse are going to make the sacrifice, then we can't have two guys putting all of us at risk. And not at risk to die. We're not talking about that. But you cannot play Major League Baseball with a COVID-19 test. We've learned that this season. And you put us all at risk, now you've got to go. And so if the Cleveland Indians are willing to treat professional baseball players like that, I don't think it's crazy for universities to treat student-athletes like that. I would genuinely, you know, and I'd be – listen, there's exceptions to everything, I think. But I would – I guess I tweeted this the other day, and I still believe it. We now seem to understand that it wasn't a, quote, party bus. But if it were as initially described by the commercial appeal, I had multiple players get onto a party bus and party after a win, I would have probably dismissed them from my program just for being that reckless and risking all of us to blowing up our season.
Yeah. I don't think most – if they were good players, I don't think most coaches would.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. Listen, it's easy. I can acknowledge
Brady
this.
White,
yeah.
It wouldn't be Brady White. But if it were Brady White, you're not going to dismiss Brady White, make an example of him, right? Like if it's a redshirt freshman walk-on, you certainly can. But no one's going to – in fact, that Cleveland story stunned me. And it stunned me at two levels. One is the players turned against their teammates,
yes,
which is amazing. Like that was – And really, you got the sense that the reason they had to send him down and ultimately trade one of them was as much as anything because it was a problem in the clubhouse.
Right.
Like, it wasn't just they did this, so we're going to make an example of them. It was they did this, and that has fractured our clubhouse, and they can't get, you know, they can't be, you know, other, this can't be a team any longer as long as they're here, and so then we have to trade them. And then the second part was the trade itself, because when the hell have we ever known anyone to put anything above, you know, the ability to run a football or throw a baseball or, you know, shoot a basketball? Like, normally, that was one of the most astounding stories to me. Now, obviously, Cleveland's heavy in pitching, and, you know, they needed an outfielder and whatever, but still, that story was remarkable to me, and I would have been stunned if Ryan had cut anyone because of that.
Yeah, that the Cleveland story was some of the players, at least one player, basically stood up and let it be known: if you bring them back into our clubhouse, I'm out. I'll opt out. I'm not working with them anymore. Like, I haven't seen, and I'm paraphrasing here, but I haven't seen my friends. I haven't gone out anywhere. I've been living hotel to ballpark to hotel consistently. And they put me at risk. I'm not teammates with them anymore. You bring them back, I'm out. And Cleveland, like, you know, they dealt Mike Clevenger, you know, in a way that surprised me as well, because he's actually very good and could be the thing that help them win a World Series. Now he might be the thing that helps somebody else win a World Series. But I would handle my college basketball / college football team the same way. Like, I would like, if you. And I get it. Like, it's much easier, I should acknowledge. It's much easier for me to say, if you break protocol, you're off my team, when I'm not the coach who suddenly has to try to win games with a backup quarterback because my starting quarterback is the one who broke protocol. But I think in theory, that's the way I would like to think I would approach it. Because once you decide to be a member of a football team under these circumstances, you owe it to everybody else to act appropriately, because you acting inappropriately really could blow the whole thing up. Like, on Friday, I tweeted that. And I'll let you go after this. I had a guy tweet back at me, and he was like, well, would you, you know, if a guy got an underage drinking charge, would you say dismiss him from the team? And I'm like, an underage drinking charge in normal circumstances, because that's what he was addressing, doesn't lead to your football season being shut down. Like, this could really lead to your whole – it has. But whatever happened led to the football season being shut down. And that's if the root of it was players doing something they shouldn't have done, which is what Memphis seems to acknowledge publicly, well, then that's you know, somebody messed up somewhere, and there should be a price for that.
Well, and the good news is, don't you think, honestly, like, this is the old proverbial valuable lesson?
I would hope so.
Right? It's not like fatal to the season. You can reschedule this game, and you got to think now the players. And it's easy in this. This is what I said in one of my columns Friday. It's easy in this country when everybody on Facebook is telling you there's two sides to this and it's no big deal and everything else. Literally, like, everywhere you go, it's easy to say no big deal. But then when you see this happen and all of a sudden the Houston game's canceled, I do think it will put a little more urgency into those players.
I hope it does. We'll see. Thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Yep. That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We'll be back in a second.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Once again, here to welcome you to exceptional service. I'd like to show you why your friends and neighbors think we're a 5-star company. Give us a call today. We can take care of everything from termites, mosquitoes, ants, whatever bothers you, we've got it. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. And we also specialize in bed bugs. Did I mention bed bugs? Give us a call or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com.
So Holly had a home in Bartlett. She was trying to get it sold. She had it listed with another agent for months. No results. Frustrating. But what happened when she called Josh Hysaw? You know what happened. He got it sold in just one day for $12,000 over the asking price. How did he do it? He did it with a 45-day guarantee. Plans a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective. He's someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is, Josh, just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when he goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh Hysaw will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make an instant cash offer You pick. Totally up to you. And it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he's not doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He's got flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home, Josh Heisel, 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
When you're hunting for small game or big game or thinking of selling your home, think about Sheldon Rosengarten and you, Hugh Mallory.
That's right, Sheldon. We're with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. And while I'm often successful when I go hunting, I heard you're such a lousy golfer, they've banned you from some courses.
Very funny, Hugh. I may be a horrible golfer, but I have a highly successful strategic marketing program with the famous Shellbucks option that takes up most of my practice time. My clients would much rather see me sell their home than hit a hole-in-one.
Sheldon, you're normally about 5 strokes away from a hole-in-one. That's on a par 3.
Yeah. Remember, don't tee off with any agent. Talk to 2 or 3 and let you, Mallory, and me be one of them. Remember what people often say. When you want the job done, call Sheldon and Mallory Moves Memphis. That's Sheldon Rosengarten and you, Mallory, at 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now, 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Due to the sudden downturn of the U.S. economy, there's never been a better time to check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your IRS tax problems. Call our special hotline number and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for the summer of 2020. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally, just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-785-7188. That's 800-785-7188. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-785-7188 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
Boomer Naturals comfortable breathable masks offer 3 layers of protection enhanced with nanosilver technology. Get yours now at boomernaturals.com or stop by your local CVS pharmacy.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah, looking for the biggest brands in computers, you know where to look. Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. I'm talking about Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Big savings on the biggest names in computers. That's at Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Just give them a call, 901-360-9679. 901-360-9679. You talk to Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper. Talk to any of the consultants at Cooper Systems, and they can help you. You just tell them what it is you're going to be using a computer to do. Then they'll find a computer that's perfectly suited for you. If it's perfectly suited for you, it's going to be better price for you because you're not paying for a bunch of stuff you're never going to use, so now you're saving money. Who doesn't like to save money? Call Cooper Systems, 360-9679. Don't forget about printers. If you are homeschooling your kids right now, like we are, at least for now, I'm about ready to give up on this. My family ain't built for this. Maybe somebody else's are, but we is. Woo! Anyway, the point is this. We've been printing stuff every day. We use our printer more in the past 3 weeks than when you used it in the past 3 years. So if you need a printer, you can get one. Cooper Systems has printers for all your printing needs. 360-9679. They're on the web, coopersystems.com. We got a Monday Night Football doubleheader getting ready to start. 6:15 is Steelers-Giants followed by Bennett's Titans at the Denver Broncos. And some injury news that broke in the last hour or so connected to the Giants in Game 1. Golden Tate is going to be inactive tonight against the Steelers, according to ESPN. He was listed as questionable before. He's got a hamstring issue, and they just want to make sure it's not something that lingers. So you can adjust your bets accordingly if you haven't already made them officially. The Giants are going to be without Golden Tate in their season opener against the Steelers. Again, that one starts 6:15 on ESPN. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
Hi, I'm Akilah Hughes.
And I'm Gideon Resnick.
Okay, so keeping up with the flood of news every morning is obviously rough, and that is why we're here to help you cut through the chaos and all that clickbait with our podcast, What a Day.
That is right. We are breaking down the biggest news stories of the day to help you understand what matters, why it matters, how you can fix it, what else is going on.
That's right. So new episodes of What a Day come out every morning, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Eastern.
You can find it on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows.
Sports and scandals, what more could you ask for? I'm Rachel Bonetta.
And I'm Rechna Fruchtbaum.
And every week on our new podcast, Hall of Shame, we'll take each other through some of the biggest scandals in sports history.
From Maria Sharapova's doping scandal to Dennis Rodman's friendship with Kim Jong-un, we'll talk about what happened, why these stories matter, and how they're still relevant today.
New episodes of Hall of Shame come out every Monday. Find it on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
Sure thing, we can help you replace those wipers. If yours are squeaking or streaking, it's probably the right time. We've got a wide selection of wipers that can stand up to any weather, including the right ones for your make and model that'll keep your windshield streak-free. And you can get it fast your way with our next-day delivery or our free same-day pickup, in-store or curbside. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. I'm giving Jeb's basement renovations 1 star. He kept asking me what's behind the walls down there. I'm like, why? What do you know?
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
And then he's like, you can trust me with the job. And I'm all like, trust?
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Yeah, he charged me less than he said he would, which is lying.
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
Prescriptions products require approval from an online healthcare provider. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Everyone needs a good wingman. Someone who always has your back when you need it. But what about a wingman in the bedroom? Visit RexMD.com for real ED medication and get a wingman that keeps on giving. Here's how it works. Just fill out a 5-minute online quiz, and based on your information, RexMD.com will provide one of their private online doctors to find an effective solution just for you to improve your drive and performance. If appropriate, you can get generic options of Viagra or Cialis starting at just $3 per tablet. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and there's no need to visit the pharmacy, as your prescription will be delivered directly to you, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Everyone needs a good wingman. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
There's a lot of famous Joes out there. Heck, there's even a lot of average Joes out there. But in the auto collision repair business, there's no one more famous than Joe Stewart Body Shop. Family owned since 1969 with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, Joe Stewart specializes in the luxury lines like Mercedes, BMW, Jaguar, Land Rover, Acura, Honda, but they can make any vehicle shine like new again. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Auto Body Collision Repair 7 years running by the Commercial Appeal. Call 901-323-2296 in Memphis or 901-850-0022 in Collierville or visit online at joestewartbodyshop.com.
guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The power's above me. Don't shoot the
we have professional football on television all day yesterday. It's just week one, though. Wraps up tonight. That means we got a whole bunch of weeks ahead of us. And there's no better place to get involved in the action than with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. This week, you got millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. If you haven't tried it yet, DraftKings, head to the App Store on your phone. You got one. Just type in DraftKings and download that app so that you don't miss a thing this week. Here's the deal. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and then see how your team stacks up against the competition. You can have a shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. And understand, DraftKings, since 2012, has paid out billions of dollars to winners. So they know a thing or two about cold hard cash. So here's what you need to do. Download the DraftKings app right now and make sure to use the code WMFS. That's WMFS because for a limited time, new users, when you use the code WMFS, you can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on the week two action. Enter code WMFS to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings. A minimum $5 deposit is required. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned a whole bunch of stuff, but we also learned that Ryan Silverfield, head coach of the University of Memphis football program, says it was not a party bus, as reported by the Commercial Appeal, that it was the root of the issues that have led to the shutdown, temporarily, of the Memphis football program. Mark Giannotto, who hosts the radio show right here on 92.9 FM ESPN every day between 2 and 4, he said that he stands by his reporting. So we've got a stare down between the University of Memphis and the Commercial Appeal. Who was right? Who was wrong? I'll let you guys figure it out.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Are you ready for some football?
Let's go. I'm really nervous, though.
A Monday night party.
I got butterflies.
You get nervous about Titan stuff?
Oh, I'm nervous, yeah. So much hype coming into this season.
They're playing on the road. The game will originated in Power Field at Mile High, and it's the Titans and Broncos, with the Titans as a three-point favorite. You too nervous to lay the 3 points?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Dude, Denver is a home underdog. They ain't bad, especially in openers.
Yeah, they usually have a wild scene.
I know. That's true. Hopefully the limited amount of fans will make a big difference for the Titans. I'm a little nervous.
All right. Well, I'll be rooting for you because I don't want you to be upset. So I'll be rooting for the Titans mostly because of Bennett. They're a three-point favorite tonight. The total's 41.5. Kick is scheduled at 9:10?
Yeah.
You got to stay up late tonight, huh? 9:10. I'll just read about it when I wake up in the morning. Cool. I ain't trying to stay up till midnight. Watch a stupid football game. It's on ESPN, though, if you want to watch it.
What should I watch on TV?
Just go with football. Nothing too interesting elsewhere on television, best I can tell. So just watch football. And then on the late night circuit, John Legend is guest hosting Jimmy Kimmel. Jude Law's on Jimmy Fallon. Bob Woodward. Bob Woodward's been in the news a lot lately.
Yeah, he has.
Bob Woodward got a book coming out. He's going to be on Stephen Colbert tonight. Kelly Clarkson's on Seth Meyers. Dr. Phil McGraw is going to be on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, go read that story I told you about earlier in the show at OregonLive.com by a columnist named Cappy Lynn, Statesman Journal in Salem, Oregon, about the just nightmare of an experience this one family has had while battling the wildfires on the West Coast. OregonLive.com is where you can find it, but I tweeted it on Saturday night if that's easier for you. It is an absolutely gut-wrenching story that I think will give you a better idea of how awful things are in that part of the country right now.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, we'll look back at the Titans game, win or lose. And tomorrow night, we get game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, Celtics Heat, plus game seven, Western Conference Semifinals, Clippers Raptors. So we got a lot going on tomorrow. A lot of stuff to look back at, a lot of stuff to look forward to. I can't wait. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Grab the usual suspects, pick your nearest or dearest trail, and get ready to leave your worries at base camp. Because Honda is here with a great getaway event to help our family of riders plan an escape from the routine. It's all happening now at DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch. That's where you'll find exclusive offers on your favorite Honda motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides, like the 4-Trax Foreman. Built to never quit, it offers the comfort you need on long rides and work days. Plus, the bigger engine for 2020 means even more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. Right now, you can ride off on the Foreman and save big with up to $600 in factory-to-dealer incentives on select models. Visit or call DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and hatch a plan for adventure during the Honda Great Getaway Event. Factory-to-dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
If you're looking to upgrade your car audio system, then you need to get on over to Stereo One. Stereo One's offering the best deals on speaker selections by Kicker, JL Audio, Polk, and the latest head units by Kenwood, Pioneer, and JVC. This is the one-stop shop, so ask them about Apple CarPlay and remote start installations to get the most convenience out of your ride. Stereo One, they got two locations, one at 3631 South Mendenhall and the other at 1983 Covington Pike. It's the small hidden store across from Honda. The best in audio, the best prices, Stereo One.
Football is coming back to take your mind off. For real, all you gotta do is pick a winner with the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.